All right, we're going to continue with the next talk. This is Wojta, and he's going to talk about building a digital inventory with NixOS modules, right? So a round of applause for Wojta, and thank you very much.
Thank you. Good evening, everyone. I would like to talk about what can be achieved with NixOS modules when used not for, you know, building servers, but just as a language for expressing things. So let's go. The plan for today, it's clear. I'll show what I did currently. I don't say it's perfect, definitely not yet. I'll be very pleased if we can have a talk after, have a chat after the talk, if you can ask me, and of course, give me advice. It would be very appreciated. Anyway, where did it start? I work as a sysadmin at a high school. If you don't know, being a sysadmin here means controlling everything that can be controlled with buttons, right? And, there is some kind of salary, but it's a public money salary. So we use open source not only because it's free as in freedom, but of course because it's free as in beer, so we can actually have it. And so this is only a very small part of what we do, all the services we manage. And the question now is, what happens if the school buys another computer? What do we do? And well, there is kind of a lot what has to be configured, even though in itself it's pretty simple. We have done it for the previous 100 computers. What's the deal? It's just a little bit of configuration for each of these very tiny parts. But the problem is, will you remember? And if you do just the part and leave the rest for your colleague, will he know what is actually to be done? And he won't. That's a problem. So what did we try to solve it? Well, of course, the easiest part is take Google Sheets and put everything inside, which is easy, but first of all, there is no git blame. So when something is wrong, you don't know why, how, who, how long. And, it is supposed to be rectangular, but if you ever let people use tables, whenever they need to leave something aside, they will just pick another column, put it there, and in the end, it's anything but machine readable. And cross references, that is saying, this machine is connected to this network switch, is no go. How do you do it? So of course, you can use structured languages, those that are specifically designed for keeping machine readable content. But it's really tedious to write by hand. If you have 100 machines, they are almost identical, but at the same time, one of them is special, so you need to keep those defaults inside the data so that once in a while you can deviate. It's tedious to write. And if you want data validation, you want to be sure that the VLAN you assigned the workstation to actually exists, you are on your own. There's a lot of special purpose languages for this kind of task. Sort of functional languages that are built around data to structure it and to validate it. And they're very, very cool, very powerful. If you haven't seen them yet, I recommend doing so. But the type system often doesn't match what I need. Especially it's visible with the circular references. Usually I want to say that the workstation is computed to the switch. And at the same time, I would like to see the information on the other side. If I look at the switch details, I want to know what computers are connected there. And doing this with such languages is pretty difficult. I even tried keeping it in raw Python, which works pretty well, but it's super tedious for data validation because you are completely on your own, over and over, looping over the arrays of data and checking constraints. So what I do right now is writing it in NixOS modules. You already probably know this thing. If it works so well for expressing Linux servers, why not reuse it and just express our needs there? I have a workstation, it has a model, it is in some place, it has some network details, and with all the defaulting with all the priority resolution merging, you know, libmk4s and stuff that we already have and know and love. And yeah, it's possible evaluating something as if it was a Nexus module as you are used to doing it. It's possible there's a function, and if you feed in a similar file to what I showed here with the module's definition aside, then it will do exactly what you expect and build up the thing that then you can export as JSON and use from other languages.